This news just in from New York City. New York City is no longer allowing pedestrians to cross any of the bridges over any of the rivers, as too many Yankee fans have been jumping in. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good one.
Well, you know, it's there's no hitting, and you know what? Sooner or later, with the talent that's on the team and with the way they perform sometimes and the way they don't perform sometimes,
The way the manager manages sometimes.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, they're going to have to make a decision. It's not, you know, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. That's all I can say about it. That's all. It's embarrassing.
It is what it is. You got the dynamic duo, the Roid Boyds, whatever you want to call them. They're striking out left and right. They're making dumb plays on the bases. You put Baba Booey in, and he doesn't run the bases. Did you see the play when Sanchez got lucky to get on, and then he made the turn to go to second, and like he was doing the hopscotch trot down to second base and gets thrown out?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't watch any of the game.
Boone's lost this team. Boone's lost this team, or they have a bunch of guys that just don't want to play. It's one of the two. But Boone messes himself up, too. On Friday night, when the first game of the Tiger sweep, boy, does that sound good to say, they're on the road. It's a tie game. He brings in Chapman. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you bring in your closer with a tie game? You if anything, the visiting team has an advantage with that. If they get the lead in the top of the inning, then they can switch to their closer to pitch the bottom. Why do you bring them in when it's tie? I don't know. Does the analytics book say that? I don't know. I mean, the baseball book doesn't say it. If the analytics book says it. And then they go out yesterday and they get beat again by the Rays. So things are bad in the Bronx. They're very, very bad in the Bronx.
No, they really are. And if they don't turn things around very, 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 very quickly, there will be no postseason even playing game. So they've got a lot of decisions they have to make, and they have to make them very quickly.
Well, they got off to a bad start, and they were saying, oh, it's a bad start. Okay, so they got off to a bad start. Then they started playing better. Now they're playing as bad or worse than they did when they got off to that so-called bad start.
That's it. It's inconsistency, and
they don't have Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
He's gone.
I mean,
here was a guy that didn't pitch for 2 years, and with all the safety precautions they put to pitchers, they didn't give him any, and now he blew his shoulder out again, and adios.
It's unbelievable to watch. All right.
The Mets, on the other hand, are playing pretty good. They had a bunch of injuries. They brought up a lot of guys that you never heard of before who produced for them. Now, little by little, they're starting to get their main players in, and they're playing good. The Mets are doing pretty well. They got a pretty decent lead in the National League East all of a sudden. The rest of the teams are really mediocre, but that's not the Mets' fault, and the Mets are doing pretty good. The Grom's .71 ERA through May is the lowest in almost 50 years.
Anyway, he's just he's a beast, that's all you can say. He's a beast.
He pitches.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. All right, so now where do we stand in the hockey leagues? I know the Islanders got a win over the Bruins this weekend.
Well, going back to round one from one team or two teams that just ended last night, the Maple Leafs pulled one of the biggest chokes of all time. They were up 3-1 against Montreal, just looking to end it. Went to a seventh game, and they blew it. Toronto's out. Montreal moves on. So a big, big blunder by the Maple Leafs. And the Islanders, they lost game one on Friday night, I think it was, or Saturday night. I don't remember which night it was, to Boston. And then last night, Boston got out to a 1-0 lead. The Islanders were being severely outplayed. They came back. They got one lucky goal to tie it. And then the Islanders took control of the game 3-1. And Boston just stormed back in the third period, tying it up 3-3, going to overtime. And the overtime was seesaw. Both teams were putting a lot of pressure on each other. The goalie on the Islanders stood on his head a few times. And then a pass across the Islander offensive zone went off a Bruin skate. which led to an Islander breakaway. It was buried by Cizikas, and the Islanders tie the game, tie the series at one, and come back to the island on Thursday night for Game 3.
That was a big win for them. That was a very big win.
That was a huge win for them. The Bruins were like the big bad Bruins again. They were flying all over the ice, and it looked bleak for the Islanders, but they withstood it and fought back and turned it up in the overtime and came away with a big, big win.
All right, where do you want to go in sports now?
Well, we did the Mets, we did hockey, the basketball, the Knicks are on death's door.
Yeah.
That circus goes back to the Garden, I don't know, that one tomorrow maybe? I don't know.
Let me take a look here, see if I can find it. Boom, 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 boom. All right, NBA, let's see. The way these places put their...
Yeah, there's no every other night.
Yeah, the way they put their things together.
Yeah, tomorrow night they play. So they're down 3-1. They're on death's door. They're in a Garden. We'll see if the fans can do anything stupid there, too, because it seems like every game that's being played, something stupid's going on. Yesterday somewhere, a fan ran on a court and got tackled by security. I think it was the 76er Washington game.
Yes.
So that one was at Washington, so I guess the Washington fans wanted to try to one-up the 76er fans by doing something stupid. So... It's pretty embarrassing for basketball. But the Knicks are down 3-1. Brooklyn's up 3-1, and they play tonight.
Yeah, so we'll see what the... I'd like to see the Knicks win a game again at home and then try to build on this for next year. But anyway, at least they're in the playoffs.
They made the playoffs. Yeah. They're doing all right.
They're doing all right.
They're better than they've been in 20 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's no huge, huge, huge names on the roster. That's... That tells you something, which you've been saying all along, that they should just go back and...
With huge names comes huge money, and with huge money comes huge egos, and with huge egos comes lack of effort.
And huge headaches.
And huge headaches.
All right. How'd your racing do over the weekend?
We hit one race at Churchill, and the other race, I think, we ran second.
All right. Did you have a good day yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I had practice at 10 o'clock in the morning. How good could it be?
Practice? How'd the practice go? Were you a rough guy?
No. No, they just do what they got to do and go home. This week we got state tournament, county tournament, so season could be over by Friday or it could extend. It all depends how the prima donnas want to play.
All right. I'll check with you on Friday, see what happened.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.